point of law.
Must you pay damages if your newspaper reports someone dead when they are in fact very much alive? Well, the court dug up an answer to that question in the case of the obnoxious obituary. Charlie Boone with today's point of law on WCCO. Kevin Daly published a twice-a-week newspaper that competed with the Daily Paper. Kevin didn't carry as much national or international news, but he did run more local stories and had a lot of readers. When Joyce Jameson left on vacation, Kevin asked two of his other reporters to take over her obituary notices. These notices of death usually came in from mortuaries, but local residents sometimes left them in a night deposit outside the newspaper office. One such notice said that Raina Rittenhouse, 31, had died suddenly and that funeral arrangements were pending. The notice arrived just before press time, so the reporters did not take the time to verify. They ran it just as it was. As it happened, Raina was not dead at all, but she was involved in a bitter custody battle with her former husband. She was emotionally upset. When this false story appeared, it added to her condition. She needed medical and psychiatric care to recover. She protested to the newspaper's editor. He said, "I'm terribly sorry, Mrs. Rittenhouse. We'll publish a correction at once." She protested tearfully, "But a lot of my friends won't see the correction. They still think I'm dead." Kevin did publish the correction, and on page one. But Raina was still upset, and she filed suit against Kevin and his newspaper for emotional damages. Her lawyer told the court, "The newspaper published a completely false story about the death of Mrs. Rittenhouse. They did so negligently, without having verified the story they found in their nightbox. This made her extremely upset and anguished, to the point where she required professional treatment. She has suffered great embarrassment and pain, and should be compensated." Kevin's attorney said, "There was no negligence here. The paper did not have a policy requiring that obituary notices be verified. It was hardly foreseeable that someone would deliver a false notice to them. And in any event, the paper did publish a correction as soon as it learned what had happened, and they ran it conspicuously on page one. Mrs. Rittenhouse is not entitled to damages." Would you award damages for the obnoxious obituary? Well, we'll find out what the court decided in just a moment. Must you pay damages if your newspaper reports someone dead when they're very much alive? Not in a case like this, a New Jersey court ruled. The words concerning Mrs. Rittenhouse's death were not defamatory in any way, nor did the paper act recklessly in publishing them. They had no reason to suspect the information was false. In any event, the emotional distress here does not appear substantial enough to warrant damages. Therefore, this suit is dismissed, according to this New Jersey court. It's a point of law on WCCO.